Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi friends, so this week I'm gonna deconstruct some things around why everything seems so goddamn hard. I've got 3 points, or kind of like areas, to deconstruct. And when I say deconstruct, bitch, y'all know how I do. I'm gonna deconstruct the motherfucker. So my three areas are kind of like just different things to take into consideration. But what I mean by why things seem so hard, I mean like why shit seems so difficult. Like there's so many things that logically should seem easy and you plan for it to go easy and it just don't work like that. Like the shit is just hard. And I'm gonna go into my little theories about why. They're not even theories, bitch, because they're that right. Like they're just different perspectives around it. Okay, so for the first one, let's just jump right into this shit, and I'm just going to give you an example, because this is the easiest one. So let's say you want to start putting yourself on a schedule. Like, you want to start working out, you want to start eating healthy, you want to get on a schedule, and you want to, like, get your life structured. Okay? It is so easy to fucking sit down when you're excited and start listing out all the shit you want to do. All the things you're going to start incorporating. The workouts you're going to do. The outfits you're going to buy. The foods you're going to buy. And then start cooking. The meals you're going to make. The way you're going to start living. You're going to get up at 6 a.m. like a happy fucking dick. And you're just going to like run off into the fucking sunset. Everything's just going to be perfectly fine. I know I'm kind of being dramatic. But my point is it's so easy to make a list of all these things that you want to do. And it's so like logical. It makes so much sense and it seems so achievable. You're like, yes, I can totally do this. I can totally get up at 6 a.m. and make my fucking veggie ass smoothie that I'm going to convince myself tastes good with my collagen powder. And then I'm going to do my 45 step skincare routine. And then I'm going to get in the car and go to the gym. Oh my God, with only one cup of coffee. And I'm going to do that consistently. Like, it's so easy to see how it could logically make sense. Like, it's so easy to make changes. It's so easy to implement shit until you go to implement it. And the thing that a lot of people are missing with that shit is when you're logical and you're like, okay, this is how my day is going to go. This is the new activities I'm going to do. This is the new schedule I'm going to live on. Like, I'm going to start going to the gym and making my food and all this and that. Like, it's so easy to make that up. So you basically set it up in your head when you're being logical. You set it up in your head. This is what you're going to start doing. This is how it's going to go. And you're like, okay, great. Seems relatively simple. It's going to be a little bit of hard work. Great. But like, I'm going to do this. And you set it up in your mind to go this way, like to get these things done. And you can set it up and you can see how it's going to be so smooth. How many times have we been sitting there at night and we're like, oh my God, tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 6 and I'm going to like get up early and I'm going to start my day. And then we go to sleep, and when we're trying to wake up, we're snoozing the fuck out of that alarm. Like, we don't want to fucking get up. Like, it's nice when it's logical. It's nice when it's like the day before when you're planning it. Because you set it up in your mind that it's going to go swimmingly. That things are just going to go smoothly. So that's your expectation. That's what you expect to happen. And then when anything goes off plan like that, it's like it just seems so fucking difficult. It seems so hard. But you don't realize you're setting that expectation up. You know, like you're not taking into consideration. You're not going to motherfucking feel like it. It is going to be uncomfortable. Like you're not going to ever feel like fucking doing this shit. You will sometimes when it's logical, when it's the night before, you'll feel like doing it. But like when it comes time to do it, you're not going to fucking do it. But my whole point is you're setting up this expectation in your head of how things are supposed to go. And you're failing to take into consideration a huge part, which is your emotions. You're not always going to feel good. You're not always going to feel motivated. You're not always going to be like wanting to eat your fucking spinach smoothie. Like who the fuck does? You know what I mean? Like the first day when you start a new routine, it's like, ooh, easy peasy. I'm so happy with this dry ass fucking oatmeal. And then the next day you're like, man, fuck this shit. Like it's easy when you're optimistic. But then when reality sets in of what it's actually like to work towards something, you're like, what the fuck? But you don't plan for it. Like nobody plans for not feeling like it. It's like when you're in that happy phase of, okay, I'm going to make these changes and I'm going to do this thing. It's like, great, cool, fun. And then that feeling doesn't last, but you didn't plan for it to wear off. So everything is just going to seem really difficult for no fucking reason. And then that's where a lot of people will be like, oh my God, something's gone wrong. Like, it shouldn't be this hard. And I just want to reassure you, babe, you just failed to take into consideration the reality of what was going to happen. Like, when you were planning, you only took half of the reality. And the other half that you left out was your emotions and the way that shit's going to feel. So that's my first little perspective around why shit seems so goddamn difficult. It's because you're not planning for the emotions that don't feel good. Like, you're only planning for the ones that are happy and like, woo, like, we can do this. Let's go drink our fucking spinach. So my second theory around this piggybacks kind of off of that one, but kind of not really. So just hang with me. When people try something new, like, anytime you try something new, it's going to feel uncomfortable as fuck. It's going to be weird. You're going to be anxious. It's just not going to feel good all the time. There's a lot of emotions that come up that are uncomfortable when you're trying something new. And part of me wants to be like, yeah, no shit. Like, every time I'm trying something new, like when I went to Alpha Land for the first time, like the big gym that I joined, when I went there for the first time, I was anxious as fuck. Cause it's like, it's a new gym. I'm starting a new thing. I'm around all new people. I'm around a whole new environment I don't know yet. But I feel anxious and I observe myself feeling anxious and I'm like, yeah, no shit, you're anxious. Everything you're experiencing right now is new. And the meaning you assign to the feeling of new things is what will make it a good experience or a bad experience. Because you can take this anxiety and these feelings when you're trying something new or you're doing something unfamiliar. When you make that shit mean something is bad or something has gone wrong, you're fucking yourself. You're literally fucking yourself and you're gonna ruin the entire experience. Like, it's gonna become negative as soon as you say, these feelings are not good. I should not be feeling them. Does that make sense? I promise my third theory has nothing to do with feelings. I don't know why the first two do, but my third one's kind of like off on its own little thing. That one's going to get deep, but I don't know why I'm getting flustered right now. Like, recording this right now, it's like pissing me off. I don't know why. It's not like it's pissing me off. I'm just like, I always start this bitch, hey friends. So like, hey friends, like, I'm going to let y'all know, like, I'm upset. Like, I'm venting right now. Like, I don't know why I'm just aggravated. Like, these first two points are about emotions and feelings. Like, okay, girl, we fucking get it. I don't know why I'm annoyed with myself right now. But this is a really important thing. With the whole newness. Like, you guys get what I'm talking about. You guys fucking get it. You're aware and aggravated just like me. Like, you fucking get it. I don't have to explain myself. But that's a really big thing. So with trying something new, when you have those feelings come up of like, oh my God, I'm anxious. This is new. This is weird. If you're a little scared, that's kind of normal. But one, if you didn't prepare yourself to feel them, they're going to kind of throw you off. Like, you're not expecting to feel them, so they're going to throw you off. And then what you tell yourself about the way you're feeling is what can make shit seem really, really difficult. Like my example with trying the new gym, all those feelings I was feeling, it was like a lot to take on. And there was so much more to it than, oh, I tried a new gym. Like, I just sounded real fucking dramatic, but like, I'm someone that's known online. So I get recognized a lot. I stick out like a sore fucking thumb. I'm 6'7". But going to this gym, it was like a very influencer-filled gym. Like, everybody knows everybody and everybody's seen everybody on fucking TikTok. And I was like, one, taking on the fact of I'm in a whole new environment. Everyone looks fucking hot and that's intimidating. And then who is looking at me and recognizes me and is not saying anything? That is something I live with all the time. When I'm out in public, like, who the fuck is seeing me right now and recognizing me and not saying anything? That shit trips me out. But like, that was on the back of my mind too. And then also, I don't want to look dumb. Like, I'm already like lost in this gym. I don't know where the fuck anything is. So I'm trying to like keep it together. And like, there was just a lot of feelings going on with that whole experience. But I literally just tell myself all the time, yeah, no shit. Like, when I'm anxious, no shit. You're in a whole new gym, babe. Like, it's totally normal. You're totally okay. That's how I talk to myself. I'm like, you're okay. Like, I literally comfort myself like I'm a little kid. I'm like, you're all right. You're okay. Come on. Like, I know that sounds so stupid, but I say it out loud to myself. So if you ever see me like talking to myself in public, leave me goddamn alone. I need comfort for some whatever reason. So I just give it to myself. But that experience at the gym, like, I was able to comfort myself through it and get through it. Like, it was fine. I actually had a really good fucking time because I didn't tell myself anything was wrong with how I was feeling. But if that was my first experience trying this new thing and it came with all these heavy feelings and all this uncomfortable sensations, like if that was my first experience, people sometimes don't know to remind themselves that's gonna fade away. So like when you try something new, it's very uncomfortable at the beginning. But if you tell, like if I were to tell myself, I'm gonna feel that way every single time I go to my new gym, Alphaland, if I was like anticipating those emotions and those feelings every time I was gonna go, it would make me not wanna fucking go. And I would look at it like it's hard. Like, god damn, I don't wanna fucking go work out. It's like to work out is a fucking bitch in itself. And then it's like to psych myself out mentally and be like, well, I'm gonna feel the same way I did if I go to work out. Like, it's just extra headache that like you play on your own mind. Like you're like fucking with yourself. Does that make sense? So this is my reassurance. If you try something new and it's uncomfortable, it's not going to be uncomfortable forever. It's going to get easier. And I don't want you to psych yourself out like that because it will make you not want to do shit. Like it will make things seem really, really intimidating and just make you want to throw your hands up and say, fuck this shit. All right, I'm not doing it. It's like with waking up early. Like if you're like, okay, I'm going to try and start waking up early. And you wake up one day and it's a fucking shit show and you hate it and you're groggy and you're tired and you're just like, fuck this. It's like to think about, okay, so the next month I agreed to get up early. It's gonna be like this. Like you have, it's like the catastrophizing thinking. It's like this experience of waking up early has been fucking hell. I want a nap. My coffee didn't even work. It didn't even do anything. Like when you're at that level of like, fuck this shit. You're telling yourself, okay, the whole next month, I'm about to be waking up early. I'm about to be feeling like this. I'm going to want to take a fucking nap as soon as I wake up. You're instantly just going to assume, based off of your first day waking up early, how uncomfortable it was, that it's going to continue to be that uncomfortable. And I'm here to tell you it's not. It's going to get easier. You're not going to need a nap by like day 3, day 4, maybe. But does that all make sense? Like you're just, your brain kind of just like assumes and sets this shit up in your head and you don't even realize it's going on. But I just want you to like be there for yourself and learn to comfort yourself through trying new things or just doing things in general. If it seems difficult, it's not always going to be difficult. It will get easier and it feels bad because you're telling yourself something's fucking wrong. Okay, so my third little perspective theory thing. This is the long one. This is the one I got a lot of bullet points to hit. And I'm like scrolling in my notes app right now. I'm like, that's the whole bunch. I don't want to talk about it all. But our phones make shit so easy. Like everything. Like literally our phones make everything so fucking easy. Any need we have, we can kind of meet through our phone. And we can have it quick. And like instantly. So if you want to have discussion with somebody or like human interaction, it's not going to be human interaction, but you can go on your phone and interact with other people instantly. So if you're feeling alone, you're feeling lonely, you can go meet that need for yourself really quick. Like it's right at your fucking fingertips. If you want food, order the shit and it'll be at your fucking door in 40 minutes. Uber Eats or whatever fucking apps there are. Like I don't use that shit. Like if I'm gonna go out to eat, I'm a goddamn go. I'm making an event. Like I want to go to a restaurant and sit down. I don't want to fucking have some soggy ass food been sitting in someone's car for 40 fucking minutes on the way to me. But anyway, my point, you can literally bring anything you want like quick into your experience and you don't have to put really any effort into doing that. So where like before in the olden days, before there was fucking phones, like if you wanted to interact with a human being, if you didn't want to feel alone, you couldn't just get on your little fucking phone and satiate that need. Like you would have to get up and go out and be around other human beings and talk to other people if you wanted interaction. The same with food. If you wanted food, you had to get the fuck up and go out and get it. Like you can order groceries to your goddamn fucking house. Like you don't have to do nothing really. Like you don't even have to fart on your own. Like I'm sure there's some machine that will like suck it out of your ass. What the fuck am I saying? My point is like everything's just so goddamn easy. Like everything is just takes no effort now. And the fact that everything and every aspect can be simplified and be like sped up and that you can get it quicker, you can get it faster, you can get it now without really having to exert any effort, that's kind of setting up a baseline in our head. So like when I talked about social media setting a baseline for what we think is attractive in my other episode, where social media shows you hot people over and over and over again, and then you start to believe that's normal. you being able to meet needs for yourself instantly and quickly over and over and over makes it set up in your mind that the expectation is like, that's what's normal. It's for shit to be quick right now, instant. I can do it with like barely any effort. So there are still things in life that require a lot of effort. And when you start to go to do them, it's going to feel like fucking hell because you've just been programmed that everything is quick and easy with little effort. So like, even if you want a date, like if you want to find a date, you can literally download an app and go meet up with someone in less than a fucking hour. If you want to fuck, you can download an app to go fuck somebody and literally have them at your house within an hour. That's like insane. And people don't realize, like, we just like have that and we don't understand what the fuck like is going on, you know? Because where before, you'd have, if you wanted a date, you had to go talk to people. If you wanted to fuck somebody, you had to go to a bar. Like, you had to go do things. You had to put effort into anything you wanted or needed. So that's why people are, like, kind of turning against themselves. It's like, anything you want or need that you can't meet for yourself quick, it's like you turn against yourself for even wanting it. And you get mad or annoyed or frustrated, and it's just like, fuck it. Like, it's that frustration because it's not simple. But people aren't aware of, like, why things seem so goddamn hard. And it's because we've all been trained with this new generation of phones stuck up our fucking asses, like literally at our fingertips. Anything we can have, we can get it right now. Like, it's insane. Like, I ordered protein the other day. I literally was standing in my kitchen and I was like, damn, I need protein. Like, I'm out and I'm not used to living in a big city. So like, I got on my phone because the kind that I buy is very hard to find. So I can't just go to GNC and fucking buy it or like Vitamin Shoppe. They ain't got the shit. So I get on Amazon and it says it can be here within 4 hours. And I was like, what the fuck? What? Like, I literally put in the order and then 4 hours later it showed up right at my doorstep. I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm from a smaller town where that shit was not like useful. But now I see how a majority of people have been living for so long, and I'm like, damn, y'all. That's why y'all hate your fucking lives. Like, you think everything is that quick, easy, simple. And so many of the best things in life are so fucking hard and take so much time. So it's interesting, like, what I'm observing with the ways that dynamics are set up with our phone and, like, accessibility to shit, because I'm not the type that's, like, complaining about it. I'm just saying, understand this perspective and take it into consideration because it's an explanation for the way that you feel. Because I love that shit is convenient. I sure as fuck do. I'm not anyone to talk against technology. I think they need to fucking quit with the AI shit. That scares the fuck out of me. Stop playing with robots. Stop trying to make like fake humans. That's fucking weird and it's scary. Have y'all not watched any fucking movie? Do y'all not have any critical thinking skills? Like, bitch, once you give a computer, no, don't talk about it. I don't want to speak it into existence because I'm scared. Like, that fucking shit is so scary to me. Like, they're going to blow up the world. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, they're going to turn on your ass. Don't give them consciousness. Don't fuck with computers. Like, Amazon's great. Like, just leave us with our little Amazon and our little eBay and our fucking Google. Like, that's fine. You don't need to be making, like, robots and shit. Like, I'll clean my own house. I don't need, like, a fucking, like, electric robot maid. I'm okay. I promise I'm okay. I really don't want that. Like, that scares the fuck out of me. Stop trying to make, like, AI. Oh, my God. Okay, here I keep going off a fucking tangent. Back on track. I appreciate the, like, convenience of technology. But, yeah, I wanted to share this perspective because it explains why shit seems so goddamn difficult. And it's because we're not trained to like put effort into things anymore. Like reading books, like if someone reads books still, it's like, god, wow, like round of applause. Like if you read a book, I'm so like envious of you. Like, bitch, you have patience, you have determination, you have time, and I'm proud of you. Like, that's a fucking like accomplishment to read a book. Now I listen to them on Audible and shit, like audiobooks, I'll do that. But like for me to sit down and read a physical book, bitch, fuck no. Like, that takes so much concentration and energy. And it's like, I want information quick and fast. Like, I like a YouTube video. I like a TikTok where they, like, spit that shit at me really quick. And books are, like, diluted and long-winded. And it's, like, not quick information. Like, once you hit a certain awareness level, nothing's fucking impressive. And once you read so many books, it's the same repetitive fucking shit. Like, most self-help books, they tell you for the first, like, 2 to 3 chapters how your life is about to change and how things are going to get better. And I'm just like, motherfucker, just tell me what the fuck you have to tell me. Stop convincing me that my life's going to get so great. I already bought your goddamn book. So just give me the value now. Like, give it to me straight. I want it fucking force-fed. Like, fucking just give it to me right now. I don't want to have to read your fucking intro. I don't have to read your preface and your goddamn 2 chapters of, like, explanation. I'm good, bitch. Just give me the information. I can handle it. I promise. But right there, that's something also, like, information is so readily available all the time. Like, you don't have to fucking struggle to learn anything. Like, you can just fucking Google it and it's there. And that's like when I can't find something online, it pisses me off, bro. Like, I get so fucking mad. I'm like, how the fuck has nobody like talked about this yet? Like, my whole podcast is all the shit that I couldn't find. I'm like, how the fuck are there 7 billion people in the world and nobody has like talked about the shit that I talk about the way that I talk about it and like make it digestible and not like these concepts floating around in the air that sound nice and pretty but you can't apply it to reality? Like, bitch, how has nobody done this? It aggravates the living shit out of me when I can't find something. But that's because I'm like conditioned that everything is like right there, easy, accessible. Everything's been done by somebody. Like, nowadays you can't find shit that someone else hasn't done. So that's why it was so frustrating for me to try to find what I'm creating. But that's the thing. Also, everybody's doing everything. Like, so everything's already been basically fucking done in one way or another. It's weird. Like, if you have an idea now for something to make or an invention or anything, it's like someone has already thought of it and put it into action, unless it's something like very far-fetched, like very specific that no one's like put time or effort into. But it's like there's not really a problem without a solution anymore. Like, there's always, is that the thing? So, like, when I have a problem that I can't solve, it pisses me off because I'm used to it being solved. There we go. That makes sense. You hear my brain turning? The little mouse is running in my brain. Like, it's on its little wheel and it's running. Like, it's turning. Like, things are making sense. But another thing I want to talk about is, like, being entertained. Like, if you have any moment of boredom, like, you don't have to, like, sit with yourself and sit in your thoughts or try to think of a way to entertain yourself. It's like you just pull out your little phone and you play on an app and you're entertained forever. Like, TikTok, bitch, I could stay on it forever and like never be bored. Really, I'd have to pee or something. But like TikTok, like, and Instagram and like social media, it's just so easy to be entertained and distracted. It's right there. So people in the olden days, you used to have to go to the fucking movie theater, or like if you wanted to hear music, you had to go to a concert, bitch. Like, now you just play anything you goddamn want. Like, you just play anything you want at any moment, at any time. And I don't know. Like, that's just another little thing I wanted to point out. But my biggest point about this is if you are feeling a way that you do not want to feel, or you're feeling something uncomfortable, there's so many, air quote, quick fixes out there. So, like, distraction being one, like getting on your phone and playing on something that's a distraction from your current reality, the current things you're feeling and facing. You got drugs and alcohol, and if you don't want to go to the store, order them. Text your fucking plug. Drop them in my mailbox, bitch. Like, there's so many ways to get things so quickly to you that, like, in order to not feel the way that you do, it's so easy. It's so fast. Whereas before, people were sat down and, like, made to sit in the way that they felt. Like, if they wanted to distract themselves, it took a lot more effort and energy. Like, people were a lot more in touch, I believe, a long time ago. Because, like, the shit that I'm observing now in the world is some asleep-ass, snoring-ass shit. Like, everyone is so out of touch with their self. And it's insane. They're out of touch with their self, the people around them, and the fucking world. Like, bro. But that's the whole thing. Is, like, you don't have to sit with yourself anymore. So how are you ever supposed to get in touch with yourself? Like, you're able to just distract yourself instantly. And all these apps are so fucking addictive that, like, even if you don't plan on getting on one, like, if you just, like, you're habitually trained to click an app. So it's like if you start moving the icons around on your phone, you'll realize your finger automatically clicks to Instagram or clicks to TikTok or clicks to Snapchat or, like, whatever it is. Like, whatever you fucking get on all the time, Like, your brain just, like, clicks on it automatically. So that's something fucking weird that I've, like, started thinking about a lot. Is, like, people can instantly not feel the way that they feel. One way that I do it is if I'm feeling something I don't want to feel, I always... It's, like, a bad little trait of mine. I know I'm supposed to give myself attention and, like, focus on myself, but to be honest, all the time, I don't want to fucking do that. Like, I'm so goddamn fucking needy. I'm like, can I just not? Like, I'm tired of having to comfort myself, bitch. So I just jump online and I try to look for a new perspective about what I'm going through, and that will change the way that I feel about it. Like, that's something I do a lot, and that's another reason that I made this podcast, is because I ran out of places and perspectives to look for, so I started sharing them so y'all can do it. But that's my thing, is I might be gaining awareness, and that's great and all. Like, I'm waking up, and I'm growing, I'm seeing new perspectives, but I'm still not sitting with myself. I'm still distracting myself with the new perspective I just gained. Does that make sense? Like, everything is pulling us away from ourselves. Like, it's so easy to get away from yourself and the way that you're feeling. Like, it's so insanely easy that it's kind of scary. But something that makes shit seem hard is when you can't use your phone. Like, if you try to go live a day without your phone, you're going to be sitting there forced to face how you're feeling. And it's going to fuck with everything. So, like, going to the gym, whenever I'm not feeling motivated, instead of having to sit in that and work through that on my own to get myself to get up and go to the gym, I can put on a good song. I can look at people online that makes me insecure and, like, looks better than me, so I want to go. Or I can fucking watch a YouTube video and see someone that is inspiring to me. Like, there's so many ways to deal with the emotions that come up throughout the day that it makes it so easy. Like, but if I didn't have my phone and I had to, like, find motivation, it would be a lot harder. Does that make sense? Like, so shit seems so fucking difficult when you can't use the typical things that we use to help ourselves. So that's just another random perspective with all this. But I do want to say, if you've made it this far in the podcast, I'm not done yet, but I am going to ask you to leave me a 5-star rating. And if you made it this far, you don't want to give it anything less than 5 stars, because, bitch, you really invested in this episode of you this fucking far. So go ahead and give me a little 5 stars, because I'm entertaining you. You're still here. Thank you so much. But another example of this that's, like, fucked me up is trying to find furniture. Bro, like, I've talked about it before, my taste is so fucking picky, and I don't like anything. So trying to find furniture, like, I'm used to just being able to go on Amazon when I want something and buying it. But when I tried to do that with furniture, I can't. Like, I can't find shit on Amazon. I can't find shit at IKEA. I can't find shit anywhere. Like, I had to physically go to a bunch of different antique shops to find the things that I want. And it's taken, like, a lot of effort and work, and I'm hunting. Like, I'm on the fucking prowl for some furniture I like. When I first moved in, I got a bunch of shit from Goodwill. Like, I got a couch and a table from Goodwill and a little chair, because I was like, okay, great, this is enough to, like, move me in and get me, like, livable until I can actually find something I love. Then I'll, like, drop some cash on it. And I just found a table that I love. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you already saw the table, and TikTok. I posted it on there too. I'm so excited about it. But I finally found the table, and now I get to get rid of the Goodwill one. But I spent so much on that goddamn table. Oh my God, it makes me fucking sick. But I do love it. It's from the 70s, and it's real pretty. But I've had to, like, check myself with trying to look for furniture. Like, I've been looking at it and telling myself, this is so hard for no reason. Like, why the fuck am I not able to find what I want at places? And I'm like, Leo, hello. Like, you know you don't like normal shit, so you're trying to find special things in normal places. I've talked about that before, but telling myself it should be easy and then experiencing it being difficult pissed me off 10 times worse and made the experience even worse. So I have to check myself a lot mentally. Like, y'all aren't the only ones that have to do it. Like, I'm constantly on my own ass, like, having to call myself out and check the assumptions that I make and watch the shit that I speak over myself. Because it's not been hard to find furniture. Like, I've just had to go to a lot of places. Like, I've had to put a lot more effort into finding things than I usually do, because I can just find it online real quick. But that's the thing, is I'm not doing something that's extremely hard. I'm just having to put more effort into it than just tapping some fucking buttons on a computer or like tapping the screen on my phone and then having it show up and be delivered. Me telling myself that that was hard and that was difficult is what made me feel like it was difficult. But once I told myself, okay, you're looking for a bunch of special shit and you're putting in the expected amount of effort. Like, the amount of effort it's taking from you to find the things that you want is normal. Like, that's the expected level of effort it takes to find what you're looking for. So watching the meanings I assigned to that shit made it seem a lot easier. Because once I put myself off the hook, I was like, look, Leo, like, you're not exerting extra effort. Like, you're actually doing the normal amount. Like, this is not actually that difficult. It's just not what you're used to. That set me the fuck free. And it made me kind of enjoy this little hunt now. Because I wanted it fast, quick, now. But it's taken me a month to find some shit that I actually really like. So that's not really that long, because the things that I want are very specific and special. So the amount of effort I've put in hasn't been awful, you know? But that kind of brings me back to point one with the expectations thing. Look at what you're going through and look at what you're dealing with and check yourself. Are you actually working that hard? Are you actually like having to put in too much effort? Is it actually difficult? Or is it just more difficult than what you're used to? Because everything is so fucking easy now. That was a pretty goddamn good question. Damn. I'm gonna leave it off on there. I'm gonna shut the fuck up and just end the episode here before I start like going too much and ruining that, because that was a really good point. Once again, I'm gonna ask you to leave me a 5-star rating in case you forgot, because now we're at the end. I have to remind you. Thank you so much. Love you so much. If you want to keep up with me, all of my social media will be linked in the description of this podcast. Also, if you are interested in one-on-one coaching with me, I'm doing applications now to keep up with the demand because it just got too high. So now I'm screening people basically to see who's a good fit and who's not, because I want to work with action takers. I want to work with people that are serious about transforming their life, because the shit that I say, y'all know, that's what it's for. And where I specialize is with the people that have been looking for answers they can't find, and the people that have been trying shit and it's just not working. I'm the person that those people can go to. So if you're interested in that, I will put the link to the application in the description box also. And I want to make it very clear that you've already got what it takes to get through what you're dealing with, or to improve your life, or to reach your goals. And I'll help you see that. And it's going to be a lot easier when you got me in your corner, because that's exactly how I want it to feel. I want it to feel like you have someone that has your back and like I'm in your corner, because that's what it is. Like, I'm there for you and I'm there to do shit with you. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. Please stay safe and take care of yourself. And I will talk to you next Sunday.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.